Chapter 27. You never know. I need to do something, but what? I need to return her to the way she was before I messed her up. She needs to be Gwendolyn again. I close my eyes, focus on her, and think with all my might. All the changes I've made, please undo. Wendy, become Gwendolyn again. I miss the real you. As I say it, I realize it's the truth. I miss her long hair. I miss calling her Gwendolyn. I miss her crazy outfits. She is who she is, and she should be proud. I'm the one who should be ashamed. A rush of cold flows through me, and I cover my flame so it stays lit. It works. In front of the entire witch world, Gwendolyn's hair grows all the way down to her waist. Her nails go from pink to black, and her makeup gets darker. The colors of her dress get richer, her train gets longer, and her whole being seems to sparkle. All 1,000 people in the audience gasp. She seems as startled as everyone else and looks around for an explanation. I wink.
"Thank you,"
she mouths. "I'm sorry, Gwendolyn," I mouth back.
"Giulio Vemiti,"
she says again, loud and clear. "Giulio Vemiti," we repeat, the excitement building.
"Sirella Papriti,"
she finishes, smiling. She knows this is it. We know it is too.
"Sirella Papriti,"
we call out, our voices united.
"Abracazam!"
The cauldron bursts into flame. We all whoop and cheer. I toss my hat into the air, and everyone follows. I ask my dad to dance the first song with me, and he happily accepts. I try to teach him the circuit. We get all the moves wrong, but it doesn't matter.
"I'm so proud of you,"
he tells me, and my spirit soars. The singer is Robert Crown. Twice in 2 weeks. How lucky am I? Not that luck has much to do with it. It's all about magic. He must be enchanted. Or maybe he's a warlock. There's a huge meal, but who can eat at a time like this? Instead, all of us witch kids, and friends of witch kids, dance our butts off and have a blast. The only thorn in my side is that I have to talk to my cousin, Liana. When I return to my table for a quick water break, she slinks up beside me.
"You've become quite the witch socialite, haven't you?"
she asks, flicking her long, glossy hair off her shoulder. "Not exactly," I say.
"Where's your boyfriend? He couldn't make it."
"We broke up," I tell her.
"Really?"
she asks.
"He dumped you?"
"No."
"You dumped him? I thought you really liked him."
"I do."
"Then why did you break up?"
An excellent question, brought to you by Liana. One I don't have a ready answer for. "Well," I begin.
"Hey,"
she interrupts in typical Liana fashion.
"Are you friends with Adam Morin?"
"Yeah," I say warily.
"Will you introduce me?
He's hot." He might not be the guy for me, but that doesn't mean I'm fixing him up with my evil cousin. No way. I don't think so. Without waiting for a reply, I spin around and head back to the dance floor. Now, where did everyone go? My dad and Jennifer are dancing, and my mom and Lex are talking with a couple. Old friends? The guy looks familiar. Do I know his son?
No! It's the guy from the album! Jefferson Tyler! Ha!
Small witch world, I guess. Smiling, I head off to find everyone else. I push through the dance floor and spot Miri and Corey. Miri's arms are wrapped around his neck. and they're looking at each other very seriously. And then, oh my God, he's going to kiss her! I practically scream, and then clamp my hand over my mouth. Not that they can hear over the music. I watch transfixed as Corey presses his lips against hers. Oh my God, it's happening! It's happening! I want to rush over to congratulate her, but I restrain myself, because that would be weird. I'm feeling a bit creepy for watching, but I can't turn away. But her mouth is open. They're French kissing. She seems to be remembering everything I taught her. Okay, I'll stop watching now. Look away. Look away. I turn around in search of someone else to talk to. And that's when I see something equally shocking. No, more shocking. The most shocking thing I've ever seen. The red hair, the turned up nose. Could it be? No. But it is. Melissa? I ask unbelievingly. My arch nemesis turns to face me. She's looking stunning in a long black ball gown. I thought it was you up there, she grumbles. What are you doing here? She's a witch? My intuition rocks. Didn't I ask Miri if she was a witch? I knew it. Kind of. Not having my Sam, obviously. She crosses her arms. This sucks. Why do you get everything? Me? What are you talking about? This is the girl who stole my best friend and repeatedly tries to steal my boyfriend. I mean, my ex-boyfriend. What? Who? Why are you here? I can't wrap my brain around seeing her. The triplets are my cousins, she says. Are you a witch too? I ask. No, she snaps. Not yet. My mom's a witch. My dad's a warlock. My two older sisters are witches. But me? Not a magical bone in my body, apparently. Even my boyfriend Jonah is a warlock. Boyfriend? I didn't know you had a boyfriend. I thought... My voice trails off. That I was still after Raph? No way. Raph was just a fling. Jonah is the real thing. We met this summer. He's the cutest. He's here. She stands on her tiptoes and looks around. Somewhere. I can't believe it, I say, still stunned. You can't believe what? Everything, I say with a laugh. Yeah, well, believe it. Here I am, a wannabe witch. After a whole year of hating her, I suddenly feel bad. You never know, I say. I bet your powers will kick in soon. I've been saying that for the last 3 years. I even signed up for Sam Sorta lessons this year in case, but I didn't qualify. I'm going to be the oldest witch to get her powers in the history of the world. So she's the one who tried to fake it. I surprise myself by putting my arm on her shoulder. You won't be. I know you won't be. Now I know why she's always scowling. You do? She asks eagerly. How? Call it intuition. Sure, I'm usually wrong, but whatever. For the first time ever, she smiles at me. Thanks, Rachel. You have no idea how much it sucks waiting for your powers to kick in. Hee hee. She makes a move to leave, but I hold on to her arm. Wait, Melissa, quick question. What? Did you ever tell Jewel? Tell Jewel what? About your powers. Or lack of powers. About all this, I clarify. No way! She calls out and disappears into the crowd. Ironic. Jewel dumped me for Melissa, yet She doesn't even know who Melissa really is. And now Jewel is at home by herself, while Tammy, my new best friend, is here with me, having the time of her life. Now that's karma. Smiling to myself, I make my way back to my friends. I spot the triplets, Viv and her cute but kind of greasy-looking Norlock boyfriend, Zach, Karen and her also-super-handsome boyfriend, Harvey, Fitch, Raj, Adam, and Tammy. Except for Zach, who's in a seersucker suit, the group are all looking handsome in black tuxes. Wait, Adam is dancing with Tammy. How did that happen?
Hi, Tammy exclaims when she sees me. I was looking for you, but I found Viv and Zach.
I had introduced Viv and Tammy earlier in the night, and they'd hit it off. Then she leans into me and whispers,
And this guy is so cute. I've been dancing with him for like 10 minutes. Do you know him?
That's Adam, I say, and wiggle my eyebrows.
Oh, God! I'm sorry. I had no idea, she squeals. I won't dance with him again. I promise.
No, don't worry at all, I tell her, fully meaning it. Dance with him as much as you want. He's a great guy. Just not for me. She shakes her head. Dance with him, I order. I insist. My cousin is after him, and I'd much, much, much rather see him with you than with her. She shakes her head again. Adam, I holler. He turns.
Rachel, he says with a smile. Congrats.
Thank you, I say. I want you to meet my very good friend Tammy, and I want you guys to keep dancing, because you're two of my favorite people, and I think you guys would make a great couple. They both turn bright red. All right, maybe that was TMI. Just enjoy yourselves, kids, I say.
Okay,
he says, and gives me a mock salute. I feel a tug on my arm, and it's Miri and Corey, finally up for air, both smiling.
We did it,
I holler, giving her a high five. Then I add in a low voice,
And I saw you kissing.
Finally,
she tells me. She gives me a hug.
Thanks.
For what?
For everything. For doing the Samsorta for me. For being the best big sister ever.
No, you're the best sister ever,
I say in the baby voice.
No, you,
she says in hers. Then Crown launches into the police's every little thing she does is magic, and the crowd goes wild.